जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदन श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद जय नृतिलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदन श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मधुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की पूर्णमाई की तुलसी देवी की हरि देवी की सामवेद भक्त बंधु की गौर प्रेम नंदी और ग्लोरी टू द समली बॉडी और ग्लोरी टू द समली बॉडी और ग्लोरी टू द समली बॉडी और ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु गोविंद और ग्लोरी टू श्री प्रभुपाद नमो शुभदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निधि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाणी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
संसार सागरे मग्नम दीनम करुणानिधे कर्मग्राहकहितांगं मामुद्धर भवानवान् श्रीमद्भागवताख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्षकृष्णमेव हि श्रीकृतोऽसि मया नाथा मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेशां नाथस्त्वं नो यदप्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं भजं जन्माद्यस्य यतोन्मयादिदरदश्चात्रेष्वविद्यस्वरा ये ब्रह्म हृदय आदिकवये सूरया तेजो यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषां सदा निरस्तकुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्मक्रोचितकैतवोऽत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणां सदां वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तावत्त्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परेश्वर सद्यो रुद्धवरुद्धयतेऽत्र कृतिभिः शुशोषुहीतक्षणा निगमकल्पतरोर्गणितं फलं शुभमुखादमुद्रवसंयुतं विपदभागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहोरसिला भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोपत्यादिहेतवे नामत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः यं पद्मजन्दं अभिवेदमभेदकृत्यं द्वैभाय लो विरहकादरमजुभाव पुत्रेति तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिवेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिं मानतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमधिरशुचिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितिर्षदां तमोन्धम् संसारिणां कर्मयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिदाधृदाननेन्दोः मम वाचि विजम्बदा मुरारे मधुरिन्नौकनिकापि कापि कापि नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले
శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి దుర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యాదేశకారిణి శ్రీగురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః వందే నందవ్రజ శ్రీనాం పాదరేణ నమీష యాసం హరిగతో గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమానవే నమః పీతాంబరం కర విరాజిత చక్ర శంఖం కౌమోదకీసరసిజం కరుణా సముద్రం రక్షాధా సహాయ పతి సుందర మందహాసం పాతాలయేశ మనిషం హృది భావయామి కోపరం గుజయం వేణుం శ్యామలోయం కుమారకా వేద వేద వరం బ్రహ్మ సదాం గురవో మమ గోవింద
on Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's appearance. That is our topic today. Although Krishna's appearance has been spoken in many other literatures also, just like in the Puranam, other Puranams also refers to Krishna's appearance. But what is so special about Bhagavatam's appearance? That's another first thing to know. Generally, if you will study Bhagavatam, you will see in three levels the Krishna consciousness is spoken there. First thing, Krishna's pastimes, Leela, based on the Krishna's pastimes. Everything, the Katha, what we generally call it as Katha, isn't it? That is the first level. From there, if you get interested in that katha, then you will be interested in the next system. But you are first interested in the katha. What katha does is, katha takes you to certain stuti, individual glorifications. That's what it will lead to. When you start hearing katha a lot, you will start thinking certain personalities and you will notice very clearly in Bhagavatam, Shuka Brahmarshi brings, for example, in this appearance story of Krishna, there is a glorification from the demigods. Brahmastuti, they call it Brahmastuti, but it is Garbhastuti. That means Krishna appeared in the womb of the Devaki Devi in the prison. And Brahma came with all the devatas. Lord Shiva, Brahma and everybody stood there and glorified Krishna inside the womb of Devaki Devi. So that is called Garbhastuti. That's a detailed many verses in the Bhagavatam, you can see that Garbhastuti. Then when Krishna appeared, Vasudeva and Devaki were given opportunity to glorify Krishna. Vasudeva's Stuti is there and Devaki's Stuti is there. So you will see there are three Stuti. Stuti means glorifications. Each Stuti has a number of verses. Vasudeva's Stuti is about 10 or 12 verses. Similarly, Devaki's Stuti also about 10-15 verses, and then Garbhastuti, which is Brahma's glorification, that runs about 15-20 verses. So from Katha, it leads to Stuti. We start getting interested to know, because first Katha develops a certain interest in us, and that interest goes a little bit deeper when it comes to Stuti, because then you want to know what all these personalities has to say about Krishna, isn't it? That is the way you understand about somebody. If you want to know about someone, you want to hear first people who are very closely with him, what they have to say about that person. Like Brahma, Shiva and Vasudeva, Devaki, they are all closer to Krishna. So they all glorify Krishna. So that is the next level. Then finally, when after hearing this Stuti for a long time from Vasudeva, Devaki and others, you want to know what Krishna has to say. And that is called Tattva Jnanam. It's called Tattva Jnanam. So you can see in these three levels, Srimad Bhagavatam brings the truth to us. First thing, the Katha. Secondly, the Stuti. And third, the Tattva. Tattvam is what you hear in the Ekadasham. It's all Tattvam it is. What Krishna is talking to Uddhava directly. Isn't it? The truth is spoken straight. And so therefore, but initially when you hear Tattvam, you will get bored. You won't find it very interesting. You will say, oh, it's all too much philosophy, I don't want to hear all this. I'll rather stay with Katha. You will say like that. But Katha has to take you to these two levels of Stuti and Tattvam. Because Tattvam is the, what do you call it, the topmost level of realization comes from that Tattvam. Tattvam really hits you inside and changes the person's way of thinking. So today we will not discuss Stuti, we will not discuss Tattvam either. Because we have been discussing too long those things, and today we will keep to the Katha side of it. So, in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, there are two dynasties discussed, isn't it? Solar dynasty and the lunar dynasty. So, when the solar dynasty is 13 chapters and lunar dynasty is 11 chapters, total 24 chapters. This is how ninth canto is split. 13 chapters for solar dynasty and 11 chapters for lunar dynasty. So, when the solar dynasty was over, Shiva Brahmarshi mentions there, Sukadeva Goswami says there, that what a great fortune King Janaka had. Mainly because he was able to marry his daughter to Ramachandra. Isn't it? Sita Devi was married to Ramachandra. And because of that, Shuka Brahmarshi says there, that everyone in that family, which one? The Janaka Maharaj's family, they will always be householders, but they will always be self-realized. Householders, but always self-realized. He says that, and liberated souls they will be. Saying like that, Shiva Brahmarshi closes the solar dynasty. That is how the solar dynasty comes to an end there. You can look at that in the Bhagavatam very nicely. He puts it, Shiva Brahmarshi says there that the end of the chapter 9, he says there that the So, the thing is that because of this one reason, that Sita Devi was married to Ramachandra, that good fortune they had, and he considered that as the, because of that alone, that Ete Vai Maithila Rajan Almavidya Visharadaha. Almavidya, Almavidya means science of the soul. That is Almavidya, Brahmavidya, Almavidya. They will all be very experts in that. Visharadaha, who? The members of the this royal family, who Janaka Maharaj's family, which you can see. Can you imagine? Out of so many hundreds and thousands of kings, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has quoted only one king, and that is Janaka. In Janaka. That shows how much Krishna values them, isn't it? Astido Janakadeya, there is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. So even there, Krishna has given importance to Janaka's self-realization. And then you will see Shuka Brahmarshi goes to Janaka to learn the science of self-realization. So in a many level, his position was so high. Then you will see in Ashtavakra Gita, Ashtavakra and Janaka Maharaj having a conversation about self-realization. Because of all that, Almavidya Visharadaha. In Almavidya, he was a really specialist, highly specialized. Why? Yogeshara Prasadena. Yogeshara Prasadana. Who is Yogeshara? Krishna. Krishna's Prasadam. Krishna was pleased with him. That's why Dundvair Muktva Griheshwabi. There was no duality in Janaka. Janaka was able to always stay above duality. Duality is our main problem, isn't it? In life. That's why we have so many ragadvesham. Because of duality. Somebody is nice, he's good, somebody is bad. And everything is duality here. In the material world, isn't it? And they were free from that duality. There they call it, Bhagavad Gita, they call it as Dvandvadi, that beyond, go beyond the duality. Dundarmutva Gaheshavi, saying that, finish that solar dynasty. And then when the this dynasty is over, next one is the lunar dynasty begins there. And there we have the first king is Pururavas. Actually, it is a continuation of the solar dynasty. If you read the story there, you will see. But it comes out in a different way. Pururavas was born, who was a very famous personality in Krishna's dynasty. Because in lunar dynasty, Krishna comes. Solar dynasty, Ramchandra comes. Ramchandra came in solar dynasty. Krishna comes in lunar dynasty. So this lunar dynasty's first personality was this Pururavas. Pururavas. Very famous personality, but fell down with Urvashi. Fell down with Urvashi. And that attachment grew so strong that Pururavas, Urvashi had come to this world. Urvashi normally won't come to this world. She lives in the with Lord Brahma there, in the heavenly planets, and she is always singing and dancing in Lord Brahma's planet. But somehow he got attracted to Urvashi. Urvashi came here. She was cursed by some sages to come here and live in the world. She had a curse. So she had to come here. When she saw Pururavas, she was attracted by Pururavas' beauty. So she said, anyway, Pururavas is not a bad person. Let me go and spend some time with him. And she came here. And finally, what happened was that when the period of that curse was over, Urvashi doesn't want to stay here. Who wants to stay here? Out of all among them, Urvashi, that too. She said, I'm going back. And it was heartbroken. Who? Pururavas was heartbroken. And Pururavas says that there is some verse in the Bhagavatam, you have to read that. Pururavas' opinion at that time about this man-woman relationship, he mentions there. And he says, and Krishna decided to quote that Pururavas' realization into Bhagavatam while talking to Uddhava, which is called Ailagida. Then we'll discuss that when we come to that later. And there are certain realities what Krishna has spoken, Pururavas has spoken, something worthwhile listening to, in order not to fall into that trap, what Pururavas fell into. And a great instruction it is in the Bhagavatam, that Ailagida. So, Pururavas begins with that, and Pururavas and Urvashi, that story is there in the lunar dynasty. We are coming to Krishna's dynasty now. And they are also mentioned about the Bhargavaraman, that is Parshuram's story, also mentions there. Parshuram done some amazing things, isn't it? And what he did was, single-handedly killed 17 Akshauhinis, almost the size of Mahabharata war, amount of Kshatriyas he killed them alone, single-handedly. Kartavirya Arjuna, he killed them. He killed him as well. And then they stole, his father had Kamadhenu, the cow from the heavenly planets. He brought back that Kamadhenu from there. All that story and the calf, Kamadhenu and her calf. And 21 times he moved around and slaughtered and butchered the Kshatriyas all the time. Such a powerful personality that Parashuram was. These all things many other people have done like this killing. But what he has done more than anything else was, after killing all the Kshatriyas, he created a blood pond. Pond of blood. A huge pond of blood. And said, in this place where this pond of blood exists, there will be a great battle, which was Mahabharata war, which happened there later. That place is called Samanta Panchakam. That is when the Rektakhridam, it's called the blood pond, what was created there. And it is to there that big solar eclipse happened. Krishna went from Dwaraka with everybody, all the queens and the family members, the Yadavas all together from Dwaraka, they went to this Samanta Panchakam. All the gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and all the other Krishna's old associates, they all came from Vrindavanam to Samanta Panchakam. That's where they meet with each other in that solar eclipse. And that happened at this place where Parashurama created this blood tongue, Rakthakhrudam it is called. And so all that story is there in that ninth canto. And then finally comes to Yadu. Yadu. Who is Yadu? You know that story. That Yayati had two wives. It happened to him like that due to his misfortune or fortune, I don't know what to say. That it all happened in that way. When you see Yayati's story, you can see how things happen in life where you have no control over it. Yayati was a good Kshatriya king and he married a Kshatriya girl, Sharmishta. But this Shukracharya, that means the spiritual master of the asuras, demons, Shukracharya had a daughter by name Devayani. And this Devayani and Sharmishta, Vrishaparva was the father, Sharmishta was the daughter. Vrishaparva's priest was this Shukracharya. So Shukracharya said that has a daughter called Devayani, and Vrishaparva had a daughter called Sharmishta. So Sharmishta was married to our Yayati. But this Devayani and Sharmishta went together to bathe in the tank in the forest. And in that process, some argument happened between them. It's all there in the Bhagavatam, you can read what happened. Shiva Brahma, she makes a good joke of the whole thing and how they fought each other. And finally, what happened was that Sharmishta pushed Yayati into a well. And there was no water, but she felt she couldn't come out from that. And she had no clothes also there. And by chance, Yayati came that way. So what did King Yayati? Yayati is Kshatriya, Devayani is a Brahmana girl. So what Yayati did was, Yayati took his second cloth and gave it to her and gave her a hand to come out of the from the well. Though in the Vedam, the system is that once you are given the hand, your Panigrahanam they call it, say they pulled up, Devayani says to Yayati, you are now married to me. You've given me the hand, you've given me the cloth. These two, both of them are part of the Vedic marriage ceremony. Isn't it? So both has been done now. You have married me now. Okay, Yadi didn't know what to say. Yadi didn't think about all these things to such an extent. But anyway, Yadi said, let's go and talk to your father because he is the specialist, isn't it? Who is Shukracharya? So they both went to Shukracharya. Shukracharya said, yes, you can marry Devayani, although it is against the norms. Because Devayani is a Brahmana girl and Yadi is a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas don't marry a Brahmana girl. Brahmana can marry a Kshatriya girl, which is Anilomam. The other one is Pratilomam. So it wasn't allowed. So anyway, he got married. So now we have two wives, Devayani and Sharmishta. But one condition Shukracharya put to Yayati, that under no circumstances you will have a relationship with Sharmishta. It was a bit of a difficult situation anyway, that the Yayati in due course of time had two sons from Devayani. And without Devayani's knowledge, he had three sons from Sharmishta. So they were living separately elsewhere. So Yadu and Turvasu comes from Devayani. Druhyu and Druhyu and Puryu comes from Sharmishta. Comes from Sharmishta. For a long time Devayani didn't know that Sharmishta had children. So when she came to know, she was in a rage and went and told her father. And poor Shukracharya had only one daughter. So you can imagine all his love and affection was for this daughter. And he couldn't see her getting upset under any situation. So what he said was that because you have done this, you've broken your promise that you go old age home. You go to the old age home, you become old now. And Yayati was in a deep distress because suddenly old age took over the body. But finally, there was he was allowed that he can come out from that if some of the children are willing to accept it, the old age, Jaya. So Yadu and Turvasu from Devayani, Druhyu and Druhyu and Puru from Sharmishta. Druhyus and Anudruhyus Parambara has been expelled from Bharatavarsham. The Greek people and all comes in Druhyu, and others I don't know exactly who are all, but Druhyan and Adruhi are the, their followers are the Westerners. Lot of the people in the West are the followers of, the descendants of this Druhyan and Adruhi. Purus are, Purus, Druhyan and Adruhi and Purus come from Sharmishta. So these Purus descendants are the Kauravas. Kauravas, are the Kauravas. So, and also in Purus dynasty, only Pandavas are also born. Pandavas and the Kauravas have come in that, isn't it? Then what else is spoken in that? There's also, these are all the history, just before going into the birth of appearance of Krishna. So, Randideva story is there, which is another famous story in the Bhagavatam. So, so, these two children who came from Devayani, out of them, Yadu was an amazingly intelligent person. Why intelligent? That's why we call Krishna as Yadava, isn't it? Yadu's family, right? It's called Yadava. This Yadu's intelligence was this, that when Yayati asked Yadu, that can you exchange your youth with, to me? I will give you the old age and you give me your youth and I will give you the kingdom. You will be the next emperor. He was trying to bribe Yadu. Yadu said, nothing doing. I have got this healthy body for self-realization. Nobody has answered like this, like the way Yadu has answered. He says, if I give you this youth, then I cannot utilize this body for a higher purpose. This is why Bhagavatam is saying this story to us. The body what we have got is valuable because it's useful for self-realization. So Yadu says to Yayadi, I will not accept that offer, he said. So therefore Yadu didn't get any kingdom. That was the result. That is why Krishna comes from the Yadu dynasty, Krishna cannot have a kingdom. That's why he put Ugrasena there in Mathura. He never took over any time as a king. Always it was Ugrasena as the king. For this reason only. Then Turvasu also said something, didn't want to accept it. And Druhyu and Adruhyu also said, denied. They all followed Yadu in one way or the other. But only Puru said, alright, if father says something, the son should listen. That principle he followed. So he accepted, Puru accepted the old age from Yayadi and exchanged his youth to Yayadi and he became the emperor. So Puru is called emperor. Puru is an emperor. Others didn't get any kingdom. They had to leave. That's why they all left. Druhyu went, Anadruhyu went one way. Yayadi and Thurvasu. Yadu and Thurvasu. Yadu was a personality who is very interesting among all of them. You can see later on in the Ekadasha Skandam, there is a discussion between Yadu and Dattatreya and Yadu. That famous discussion. 24 spiritual masters that were spoken to Yadu. So that shows that Yadu was a spiritually very illuminated person. So then what's interesting in the Bhagavatam is, when you read through, you will see something very important. That Yadu's, now Lunar dynasty started, Shivabrahmashi started talking about it. And then Yadu's dynasty, many kings have appeared, but Shivabrahmashi didn't say anything about it. What Shivabrahmashi did was, he said, first he started talking about Puru. Talking about Puru. Because Shivabrahmashi says there that if I started with Yadu, naturally I will come to Krishna, Krishna's appearance. Once Krishna's appearance I started talking about, then others will not be discussed. Others will be left out. So what he did was, he started talking about Puru and Pandavas, Kauravas, all of them were discussed before discussing about Krishna's appearance. This you can notice in the Bhagavatam. Before discussing Krishna's appearance, he discussed all about the Pandavas, all about the Kauravas and everything. Then he also said one thing there, that this Yadu's name and their descendants, even if you just mention their names, all your sinful activity, sinful reactions will go. Yador vamsham narashrutva sarva bhave pramuchyate. This is a special benediction from who? From Shukadeva Goswami to glorify that యదోర్వంశం ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది 23rd చాప్టర్ యు విల్ సీ వర్ణయామి మహాపుణ్యం సర్వభావహరంద్రణాం యదోర్వంశం నరశ్రుత్వా సర్వభావై ప్రముచ్యతే. దిస్ వాస్ అ స్పెషల్ బెనడిక్షన్ గివన్ టు ద యదూస్ ఫ్యామిలీ. If you hear about all the kings who appeared in the Yadus dynasty, you will get relief from all sinful reactions. So glorious personalities they were. Such a glorious personalities they were. So, Krishna's appearance happens at that time that Vasudev and Devaki, they comes in that, isn't it? In that dynasty, Vasudev and Devaki comes. Shurasena kingdom, Vasudev was a king there, and they were King Devaka also among them, had many daughters, and Devaki was one of the daughters. So, so in the Bhagavatam, this Krishna's appearance has some very important aspects. One thing is, normally it has two parts in there. One part, the appearance part. When Krishna appears, and all that is centered around that appearance, what happened in the prison, how Krishna was taken to Gokulam, and Devi Yogamaya was brought from there to the prison, and what happened between Kamsa and Vasudeva and Devi, that's all one part, which is not very heartbreaking in many ways, because what happened there was not at all very pleasing. Krishna killed all the 6 children of Vasudeva and Devaki, and Vasudeva and Devaki had to go through a very, very hard time before Krishna's appearance, isn't it? You can see that in the... And when you read all that, you start thinking that if Supreme Personality of Godhead comes as your son, and if you have to go through all this, what has been spoken there, that all other children have to be killed in that way. Sometimes you get concerned about it, but there are other reasons why it has happened. That is one side of it. And that's also very touching part of the Bhagavatam, this appearance and all the incidents, what happened there. But then there is another part of the Bhagavatam, which is the Nandotsavam. That means what happened in Gokulam after Krishna's appearance. 5 days festival, amazing festival what they had in Gokulam. And that festival, if you read, you can see how happy they were, those who lived in Gokulam at that time. Just by Krishna's appearance, everything changed. The whole atmosphere has changed. And the way they celebrated Krishna's appearance, it's the most beautiful part of the Bhagavatam. And I heard people speaking about that Nandotsavam alone for over a year, they could speak. Just that Nandotsavam, each single verse taken separately and spoken. It is so beautiful part of the Srimad Bhagavatam that you will also enjoy that part when you read through it. And Nanda Maharaj's anxiety about, you know, the happiness of having that son born. Nanda Maharaj feeling the bliss. And all that society, how they live together in such a peaceful and at the same time in a very Krishna-conscious way. Their attachment to Krishna, the gopis' relationship with Krishna, all of that comes in that 5 days festival. And then what happened later on was that Nanda Maharaj had to go to Mathura to pay the dues, taxes to Kamsa. And then Vasudev started warning him what's going to happen in Gokulam. Up to that time, Nanda Maharaj had no clue about Krishna anything. But when he heard what was going to happen, he got frightened. And then he comes back, and then Pudana comes, and then one after the other, all the demons started visiting Krishna. So that is a better side than to listen to this Nandotsava part, which was happened in the Gokulam at that time. So normally Krishna appears as and when there is, Bhagavad Gita says, isn't it, when there is an adharmam, irreligious principle, either Krishna sends, comes directly, or he has many ways of controlling us, isn't it? He will create fight between the people and kill each other, and that way also he can bring them down. So when he turns our head in the wrong way, we'll start fighting. That's what happens all the time, isn't it? We will not be able to see anything in a sensible way. We'll start killing each other. So, Krishna appeared. Krishna had to appear in the same reason, end of Dwapara Yuga. What happened was that when the churning of the milk ocean was done, a lot of people were killed. Asuras were killed, isn't it? By who? Krishna killed. Vishnu was killed in the Mohini Murti and that appearance when there was a big, demigods and the demons had a big fight. In that fight, many demons were killed. But although they were killed, they all came and took birth again in Mathura and surrounding areas. Karanemi came as Kamsa. And similarly, Viprajiti, there are so many names mentioned there. They are all the demons who came as Bhaga, Arishtasura and all other. These are the demons who were with Mahabali at the time in that in the churning of the milk ocean time. So that time itself it was decided that when Krishna appears, who all will come from that war will appear in this Krishna's appearance time. Krishna has picked everybody who is going to be there in the. So you can imagine how many years ago that decision was made that who should all appear at the time when Krishna appears. Many, many demons were selected to come to in the Krishna's pastimes to participate. And they have all come like Mahabali. Putana is Vidyavali, isn't it? Mahabali's wife was Vidyavali. Vidyavali has come as Putana. Similarly, all the other demons also, they have come from that Devasura fight which happened in the after churning the milk ocean, that decision was taken. So, from then onwards, in this Dwapara Yugam, when this situation happened, Krishna decided to appear. Now, what happened was then, in the ninth canto, we spoke all the Suryavamsham, solar dynasty, and then the lunar dynasty, and then talking about all these Puru's family, Kauravas and the Pandavas, everything spoken. And then Krishna mentioned, Shukha Brahmarshi said, that what he said was, that Krishna appeared, end of Dwapara Yugam, killed Kamsa, and went to Dwaraka, and established a kingdom, and finally spoke and married 16,108 wives. And he also mentioned that there was a big battle where he, Mahabharat war, where he got everybody killed there. And in that battle, he spoke Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the world. Benefit of the world to everybody, he said. And then finally he decided to leave. And while leaving, he thought again, is there anything more I have to speak to this world? So he realized that Bhagavad Gita was not complete in itself. So he still wanted to give the highest message to this world. So he decided to speak that to Uddhava. He gave that to Uddhava and he went back to the spiritual world. That is how ninth canto ends. You can look at ninth canto, you will see this interesting thing. Prochodhavaya chaparam samagal sudhama. There is a last line in the ninth canto. Prochodhavaya chaparam samagal sudhama means that to Uddhava, Prochodhavaya paramam, that means the highest knowledge of the self-realization. Highest knowledge, highest level of realization of the knowledge of the self. Prochodhavaya chaparam, that was spoken to Uddhava. And then samagal sudhama, that he went back to the spiritual world. Went back to the spiritual world. After saying this, the Shiva Brahmarshi stopped. So Parikshit started thinking, I am waiting all these so many days without food, without drink, without sleep, just to hear about Krishna. And is this all what he has got to say about Krishna? He said like this. And that you can see in the 10th canto when it begins. Seeing that Parikshit's concern, that why Shukha Brahmarshi didn't talk about Krishna in detail. I was sitting here to listen to wanted to listen about Krishna, Krishna's life, Krishna's time in this world, what Krishna did, and so many things. But Shukha Brahmarshi didn't say anything, just closed the whole thing. But it appears as though Bhagavatam is over at the end of 9th canto. So that is why he mentions like that. So that is when the 10th canto begins. That's when the 10th canto begins. So that is where he mentions also in the Bhagavatam. We even discussed this also before, if you remember when we talked about 10th canto. If you go into detail, we won't get very far. So, Pibandam tunmukham bojam jachuram harikathamratam. He says, when Shukha Brahmarshi asked him, you're not feeling the hunger or thirst? He says, Parishit says, Pibandam tunmukham bojam. That nectar that is coming from your lips, what you're talking about, and I am drinking that. Where is the question of me? What is that? Harikatha Amradam, about Krishna. Krishna's activities and Krishna's Katha Amradam, that nectar. When I keep hearing, how will I, and I am drinking that. Where is the question of thirst? He says. So you can see how Parikshit was hearing. 4 days he hasn't taken any food. 4 days. He hasn't eaten anything. He hasn't drunk anything. He hasn't slept. And he has been hearing Bhagavatam. Sitting there, because he knew in 7th day he has to go, isn't it? So somebody says to us also, in 7 days you go, probably we may also listen like that. Otherwise we won't. We will listen like the way we are listening. No. We will say, oh, tomorrow we will see. We will see day after tomorrow what happens. For us there are so many days to come still, isn't it? And we find difficult even 1 day fasting. Whereas Parikshit had already 4 days, no food, no drink either, no sleep also. Imagine. And he is saying this to Shukha Brahmarshi. So all that you will find there. And then, so when he saw that enthusiasm in Parikshit, Shukha Brahmarshi congratulated him, appreciated that. And he says to him that he started talking about the appearance properly in a detailed way. He says to him that end of Dwapara Yugam came and the earth was feeling a burden of the demons. Demoniac people, they give a lot of pain to Mother Earth. She doesn't like it when she has been burdened with demoniac people. So she took, the Mother Earth took the form of a cow and went to the demigods and spoke to the demigods, said that let's go. Whom should we go and talk to Brahma? They go to Brahma. And they went to Brahma and spoke to Brahma. Brahma says to them that I can't do anything about it. I can't do anything about it, said Brahma. So then they say, Brahma says, let us go to Lord Shiva. Because he is in charge of destroying everything, isn't it? That's Shiva's, Brahma is creator. Shiva is destroyer. So let us go to Shiva, he said. And so they all went together to Shiva. And when they went to see Lord Shiva, Shiva also said, it's better I don't do this. It's not my time to act. It's not my problem at the moment. Like this, Shiva also escaped from doing that. So Bhumidevi said, Mother Earth said, if all of you start saying like this, what do I do? What do I do? So they said, let's go to Vishnu then, who maintains everything, isn't it? Bhumidevi says, Jane dina dashamaham divishadam bhumeshcha bhimer nrapair takshepaya bhavami yadava kule soham samagralmana deva vrishni kule bhavandu kalaya Devanganaschavano Malsevatami Tudiyavajanam Padoja Bhuru Chivan. When they went and saw Vishnu, Vishnu saying, I also can't do anything about it. Vishnu also says, but I can tell you what we have to do, he said. That is, Vishnu had the solution for the problem. Vishnu says, let us go and approach the Supreme Lord in the Goloka, in Golokam. Gologeshwara is called. Gologeshwara is Krishna. Let us approach Krishna. And there is a way to approach Krishna. In the Shastram, they call it as Mahapurushanyasam. Mahapurushanyasam means that they all went to the ocean of milk. And in the ocean of milk, on the seashore, they are standing there. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, and all the other demigods, they are all standing there. And their praying is like this. Purusha Suktam prayers they use to sing. And then what they call it as Mahapurushanyasam. Mahapurushanyasam means that if in your body, each part of your body, you consider it as Krishna's presence in your body. Krishna's body, you consider it as a part of your body also. It's like Krishna's hand as your hand, Krishna's arms as your arms, and Krishna's legs as your legs. Like this, every part relating with your body, because after all, Andaryami here is Krishna. Isn't it? And through this Mahapurushanyasam, if you say something in your mind, some sangalpam if you develop, and if you chant this Mahapurushanyasam with mantra purva, with mantra, Krishna in Golokam will know what you are having your thoughts here, what thoughts you are going through here. So this is what happened. You don't have, it's not like it's a different system, not what is unknown to us, isn't it? We need at least 4G or 5G to ring there, isn't it? All that. They don't need all that. Brahma and others, they don't need that. They can communicate like this. So many mantras in the Vedam, which has got all this kind of capacity, that staying in the ocean of milk, they could communicate with Golokam. They could communicate with Golokam. And that is what mentions here. Jani. So, naturally, when they done this, Mahapurushanyasam they call it. When they did the Mahapurushanyasam, immediately the phone rang in Golokam. And everywhere, like everywhere else, first, who is the receptionist? Somebody picked up there, a female voice come from there. So, from here, Brahma doesn't know much. Brahma knows only about this particular universe, isn't it? Whereas from Golokam, millions and millions of universes are controlled, Krishna's control. So when Brahma phoned, from the other side the voice came, who is calling? Brahma said, I am Brahma calling, he said. So the receptionist there says, which Brahma? So our Brahma says, did he know how many Brahmas existed? He didn't know. So he was in a completely confused state. So Mahavishnu told him, you say to them that you remember that particular universe who got broken with Vamanamurti's feet. When it went up, it got struck, broken, isn't it? And through that, water from the Karanarnavajalam came, which is Ganga River today. That is Karanarnavajalam. The water came through that broken, that broken shell, universe with the broken shell. You say the Brahma from that broken shell. Then they will know. So Brahma told them that it is from that universe which the shell is broken. So immediately she recognized from Golokam she recognized. And then afterwards she didn't speak, Krishna spoke. Krishna understood. Krishna says to Brahma, I have decided to come. Jani, Dina Dashamaham Divishadam. I know everything what is going on, Krishna says from there. He says, I know everything what is going on there. I have decided to come, he said. Who says? Krishna says, I have decided to come. And none of you need to be frightened. They have all Vrishni Gule. And you all have to. I'm going to appear in the Yadava Vamsham, in among the Yadava race. Devanganas Chana, you all should also come, all the Deva. Krishna is inviting everybody. All the women from the heavenly planets, demigods women, and the demigods, they were all invited. They have come as the Yadavas and all that. They have come like that. Malsevartham, you are all getting an opportunity to associate with me. He said, Malsevartham idi tudiya vachanam patojabhu ruchivan. So, when Brahma and demigods all heard this, that Krishna is going to come, they all felt very excited. great opportunity for them to see Krishna and to be with Krishna for quite some time, isn't it? So they were all extremely pleased about that. And this is how the appearance was started. The appearance started in this way. So, when all these things happened, Krishna has invited who for that Krishna avatar, Krishna's appearance, who all should come. Narada Muni was never invited. Narada Muni was not invited. Krishna only invited the demigods and the planets from the personalities from the higher planets, all the women from the heavenly planets, they were all invited. Narada Muni was not invited. So Narada Muni sensed this, that I have not been invited. But he didn't care. He is a very clever person, Narada Muni. Some people are like that, isn't it? They are not invited, they'll invite themselves. Self-invitation. He created that and he came. So, Vinavarda, what happened was, this is one scene, what happened in the Mathuragiri, in the Golokam, heavenly planets. Same time, a marriage happened here, where, in Madhura, big marriage, big festival, big marriage. Our Devaki Devi got married to Vasudev, and Griha Pravesham, they were entering into Vasudev's special palace. Kamsa is Devaki's brother, and Kamsa said, I'll drive the chariot myself, just to show his affection to the sister. And so they decided to go, and Kamsa and a lot of instruments were played, drums and everything. It was a big procession. The whole procession started from in Mathura towards the palace where Vasudeva is going to stay with Devaki Devi. So at that time, what happens was that that Udvaha Vasidau Tadiya Sahajam Kamsoda Sammanayam Medau Sudadaya Gadapadhirade Vyamothaya Tulgiram Asyastvamadidushtamashtama Suto Handedi Handedita Sandrasar Sadu Handu Mandiya Gadam Tanyuim Kripani Imathad. Then unfortunately the procession all started very nicely. But after a while suddenly there was this Ashariri, that means the voice from the sky, saying that Aswaswamadi Dushtamashtamasuto Handeni Handenita. That this voice said to Kamsa, your sister, her eighth child, Handeni Handenita, that Ashtamasuta, eighth child, will going to kill you. Sandrata Sandu Handimagatam, and therefore take care. Do what is necessary, like a voice from the sky. As soon as this voice came, our Kamsa, up to whom this time he was so friendly and considerate and affectionate to Devaki, completely changed the mood. Took the sword, pulled the sword out, went and held her hair like that and wanted to slit her throat straight away. Slit her throat straight away. That is the nature of the person. You can imagine. Then, is it any surprise when you hear some things like that happening even today? Isn't it? People are capable of doing anything like that. So, when Kamsa decided to do that, Vasudev got up. He just got married, isn't it? And Vasudev said to Kamsa, there is so many verses in the Bhagavatam, Vasudev's discussion with Kamsa. Vasudev is talking to Kamsa. And Kamsa also, very philosophical, you will find there. These people are very philosophical, that's very interesting. What Kamsa says at that time. So Kamsa says to him that this Devaki, she had come with me, got married and came with me, thinking that I will look after her, protect her. And therefore, my only suggestion to you is that there are so many things Vasudev spoken, Kamsa was not willing to listen. But finally, Vasudev prayed to Krishna. This Vasudev prayers to Krishna, whom did he pray to? He prayed to the deity what is in Guruvayur today. That deity Vasudev was worshipping in the in his house. Vasudeva and Devaki used to worship that deity. It was that deity later on, Krishna took it from Vasudeva and Devaki, and when they moved to Dwaraka, they installed in Dwaraka. And when Krishna was living in Dwaraka, that deity was in the temple, in worship. Vishnu form it is. Vishnu form deity, it was installed in Dwaraka, and it was in Dwaraka for whole period when Krishna was there. When Krishna left Dwaraka, Krishna said to Uddhava, take the deity and consult Guru and Vayu and install in a proper place. That's how he came to Guruvayur later. Uddhava and Guru, Jupiter and Vayu, air. They all together, Brihaspati and Vayu, they came together and they installed the deity in present temple where it is now. That's how. So Krishna has prayed to that deity, Vasudeva has prayed to that deity at that time for shelter. So obviously Krishna gave the intelligence to say to Vasudeva, you say to Kamsa like this, that all the children that are born from Devaki, I'll bring them to you and you can decide whatever you want. Then you should have no complaint about it. So Kamsa says to Vasudeva that I don't need to see everybody because it said only the 8th one. So why should I bother about 1st, 2nd and all that? And so Vasudeva thought, oh, such a change of heart. But then he knew a demon can change his word any minute. That's a demonic nature, isn't it? Say something and then change the word next moment. So he thought himself, I can't trust this man anyway. But somehow or the other, that tactic worked with Kamsa. Kamsa agreed, okay, take him, don't worry about it. We will see, you only have to bring the 8th child. But Vasudeva said, no, I'll bring all the children and you can decide what you want. Seeing Vasudeva's honesty, Kamsa was very impressed. Kamsa was very impressed because Kamsa was not used to honest people, it looks like that. He was used to all kinds of other. So, there what has happened here, that so he says, Pratiyadu Kumarayam, says, first child was born, Vasudev had the first child born, and first child was brought in, and he says, Kamsa says to Vasudev, take him back, this is the first one. And seeing Vasudev's honesty, Kamsa was very impressed, that even though he said there is no need to bring the first children, he still brought one after the other everybody, isn't it? So then that is what happened. And so Vasudeva and Devaki was living outside, the 6 children were born, and Kamsa is going on in his usual way. Kamsa is going on in his usual way. It was at that time that Sridhara Maharshi is rushing now. Sridhara Maharshi wants Krishna to come and get rid of this Kamsa first. But one day Narada Maharshi went to Goloka. When he went there, he heard a conversation between Krishna and Radharani. They were discussing each other. Krishna says to Radharani, it looks that Kamsa is becoming a good person because he didn't kill the children and he said to them that you take them away. So I think Kamsa's intelligence is getting better. Krishna is talking to Radharani in this. As soon as Narada Muni heard that, he didn't wait even for a second. Didn't even pay his obeisances, nothing. Just left Goloka and came to Kamsa straight away. And he came to Kamsa and told him, Kamsa, do you know who you are? He said. Kamsa said, no, I don't know you. He says to him, you are Kalanemi in previous life. Krishna has killed you. Actually, you were killed in that war during the churning of the milk ocean. But Krishna is not going to let you go. He's going to kill you. And I can tell you that this Vasudeva and Devaki, they are going to have some children. And their children is going to kill you. The 8th child is going to kill you. Everything. As soon as Kamsa heard, because that was his duty to come and excite our preparing for Krishna's appearance, isn't it? So, he spoke to Kamsa in such a way that Kamsa started realizing that there's something, these demigods and Vishnu, you can't never trust them, what they will do. full of Maya and full of so many things they are capable of doing, I have to be careful. He said like that. So, he said, so as soon as this happened, then Krishna says to him that when he heard from Narada Maharshi all these things, first thing he did was, he called Vasudevandevi, bring all the children here, he said, and killed the first six, right in front of them. Six of the names mentioned in the Bhagavatam. All the six were killed. And then said to them, lock them up, he said. This was Vasudevandevi. Wherever they had put them in the prison. So you can imagine Vasudevandevi's situation. They were locked into the prison. And in Golokam, the news arrived there. Krishna sees what goes on here, isn't it? Krishna says to Radharani, I can't wait, I have to go now, he said. Earlier, he decided to delay the appearance. Now, it was accelerated. Straight away, he said, I want to go. Call Yogamaya, come here. And he said, in the Bhagavatam, if you look, you will see the beautiful verses there. The way Krishna talks to Yogamaya. Krishna can talk to Yogamaya, whereas Maya talks to us. That's the difference, isn't it? Krishna says to Yogamaya like this, if you see what Krishna said, that beautiful way they discuss each other. And Yogamaya's respect to Krishna. Remember that? How Maya? And Krishna knows Maya's power, how capable she is, what all she can do in this world. So that is what happened there. In that verse you will see that. If you look into that second chapter, it says, Sandishta Ivam Bhagavada Tadetyo Miditadvaja Pradigrahya Parikramya Gangada Tal Tathakaro. That Krishna says to Maya, Yogamaya, go to Devaki Devi. Take the Balram, who is already there, Sangarshana Murti, who's already appeared. They are told Sangarshana Balram to go and appear there, Sangarshana Murti. Remove him from Devaki's womb and take him to Rohini's womb and put him in Rohini's womb. And then you go and appear in Gokulam as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's daughter. Sandishta evam bhagavada tadhedi omiti. This is our reply. Maya Devi, Yogamaya is saying, tadhedi omiti. There is no problem, I will do as you say. Tadhedi omiti. And goes there. And when they went there, and first thing, Yogamaya came and transferred Balram from Devaki Devi's womb to Rohini Devi's womb. It will appear all stories to us now, isn't it? How could they do such a thing? How has it been done? This all shows to us that today we are saying so many things, technology, we have higher understanding of all these things. But in them days also, all these things were not quite unusual thing. They were capable of doing that. They shifted all the way from Devaki Devi's womb. Balram was taken to Rohini's womb. Some Bhagavatam commentators say, the demon Balram was confused, what's going on here? But he was went into Devaki's womb, but then moved to Rohini's womb. So Balram was also confused about it. But anyway, in Krishna's case, there is no confusion anywhere. So what happened was that Balram was gone to Rohini Devi's womb. And then the odd thing happened was, next thing was Yogamaya goes and takes birth in Yashoda Mai's womb. Yashoda Mai's womb. Tato jagan mangalam achyudamsham samahitam shurasutena devi. Shukra Brahma Rishi says about her appearance, her power, that you have to read in the Bhagavatam, how powerful she is. Tato jagan mangalam achyudamsham samahitam shurasutena devi. Dadharam sarval paramal pabodam kashtayathanandagaram manastaha. This Yogamaya, she appeared, what did she do? she put everybody into sleep straight away. Everybody, including Kamsa. Kamsa has not slept for months together when he heard about his death from Krishna. Who spoke about that? Who spoke? Narada Maharshi said, isn't it, that he's going to be killed? And that Kamsa couldn't get sleep. He tried all kinds of sleeping tablets, everything. Nothing worked for him. Everything failed. But as soon as she appeared, the whole of Mathura, Vrindavan, Gokulam all fell asleep. Yadevi sarvabhudeshu nidrarubena samsthita. Namastase, 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 namo nama. All our obeisances to her. She puts us also into sleep, isn't it, in Bhagavatam class. How nicely. She decides, okay, that's enough, you've heard enough Bhagavatam, sleep now. Puts us into sleep. Isn't it? Even otherwise, we have no control on the sleep. Who has got control on the sleep? If she decided, as I said, Sushupti state is cost more than £1,000,000. Even £1,000,000 are offered. If you have no sleep for a few days, you will choose the sleep than the million. Isn't it? Because that's what you badly need at that time. The power of that sleep, isn't it? So, she is in respect, in charge of that. Yadevi sarvabhudeshu nidrarubena samsthita, in the form of sleep. So, that is what is mentioned here, that tato jaganmangalam achyutamsham, that jaganmangalam achyutamsham, for the welfare of the whole world, she appeared. And then, in the asamahidam shurasutena devi, that she appeared for the benefit of the whole creation. Her appearance is like that. Dathayam sarvalpakam alpabhudam kashta yadhanandagaram manastaha. So there, when Yogamaya appeared, Yogamaya's potency, Shugam Brahma, she describes in the Bhagavatam in a way that you feel the power, her power, the capacity, what she could do. And so Yogamaya appears there, Balram transferred here, and Yogamaya appears at Nanda Maharaj's daughter, and then Krishna's appearance happens in the prison. Krishna's appearance happens in the prison. So there you can see Devaki and Vasudev. They were feeling very depressed in the prison. Both of them were locked up. 6 children are gone, killed. Now, one day, when they were in the prison, Kamsa comes there to check that everything is properly managed. And he has not even provided proper facilities for Vasudev and Devaki. But there were two heavy bouncers like people, you know, were standing at the door to watch that proper production for Vasudev and Devaki. They were present there. And so at that time, one day, appearance time has come. Krishna's appearance has to happen. So everybody wanted to see the appearance. Who all? Brahma wanted to see. Lord Shiva wanted to see. And all the demigods wanted to see. So, the way they talk about that is, somewhere there is a crossroads in the sky. One road goes to Brahmalokam, one goes to Brahma's planet, one goes to Shiva's planet, one goes to other big roundabout, you know, come and drive around and come like this. So they meet each other, everybody met up each other. And in that, Brahma and Shiva wanted to be witness the appearance. Gulageshwara is coming, Krishna is coming, isn't it? So Brahma said, I will get into Rohini star. And Shiva got into Ashtami. That is how this Ashtami Rohini combination has come. You can look into it. Janmashtami, Ashtami we say, but also the star also, you look at it, you will see it is Rohini. So Rohini, Brahma was present. And in Ashtami, Shiva was present. That is how this Janmashtami, Ashtami Rohini, it has come. Like that. So, they both were in that. And, so, at that time, when they were all present, the women from the demigods, from the heavenly planets, they started dancing, celebrations started there about Krishna's appearance. They were all happy to come at that time. And it was then that Vasudev suddenly started feeling presence of Krishna in the heart. This is how it is, appearance is like that. Suddenly experienced a feeling of Krishna Antaryami inside, speaking to you, Vasudev, from inside. Why are you frightened? I have come. Why do you frightened? Because they were getting frightened about Kamsa. Kamsa is going to kill them both. That was the original thoughts, what is going to be. Seeing Kamsa's nature. One moment he said to Vasudev that your first six children are not going to bother me, only the eighth one is going to bother me. So you don't have to worry about it. Then suddenly changes his mind and calls all of them and kills all six of them in one lot. So that from there you can understand how his mind works, Kamsa's mind. So they were also conscious that any moment Vasudev and Devaki could be killed. So this was the situation. It was that fear, they were living in the prison. So it was that time that this sudden appearance of Antaryami, Krishna inside, started, and Vasudev was seeing Krishna right in front of him. That Antaryami manifested outside. And Vasudev started talking about Vishnu. Four-handed form appeared. That four-handed form that appeared, Vasudev started talking about that to Devaki. Devaki says, I can't see anything. You are telling me you are seeing all these things, but I can't see anything. While this is being spoken, that form appeared in Devaki's heart also. Devaki's heart also, the same form appeared. Both Vasudev and Devaki started experiencing Krishna in their heart, and outside they were seeing as well. Appearance is like that. It's not just you see with the eyes. The experience inside is important. You see? This is outside is only what you see with the eye, isn't it? But when you see Krishna, sannidhi, they call it sannidhi, isn't it? Sannidhi means that the presence you experience inside, Krishna's presence inside. And they were experiencing this four-handed form of Vishnu's presence, both of them. Vasudev and Devaki was experiencing inside and they were seeing the form outside. So when they saw Vishnu form, Vishnu started talking to them, saying that, what do you think about now, seeing me in this way? You were very frightened, weren't you, about Kamsa? There's nothing to be frightened. He said, everything will be already planned and protected, properly cared for. And that was the day this Ashtami and Rohini thing happened. That the appearance day happens on that day. That this conversation between Vishnu Vasudev and Devaki, that is what happened at that moment, and then the appearance comes. You will see in the Bhagavatam, if you look, that how that appearance is spoken. Appearance, when it comes to appearance in the Bhagavatam, if you look into the third chapter, you will see there that Shri Shuka Uvacham Atha Sarva Guno Veda Kalaparanashobhana Erheva Janajan Marksham Shandarksham Grahadarayam Dishaprase Durgaganam Nurmalodaganodayam Mahimangalabu Yishtam Puragram of Rajakaram Nandya Prasan Nasalila Kadajalilu Hashriya Dijoli Kurasanadam Sambastavaga Panarajayam Vavavai Sugasparsham Pundaganda Vahashuchi Adnayaschad Dujadinam Shanda Statrata Samintadaha Manam Syasan Prasannani Sadhunam Suradruham Jayamani Ajane Tasmin Nedur Dundubayo Divi Jagokin Ragandharuvam Stushtuvu Siddhacharana Vidhalaryas Chandradu Apsarobi Samam Mutada Mumujur Munayo Deva Sumanam Sipudan Vidaha Mandam Mandam Janadara Jagur Jananusagaram. So seven verses you can see preparing that appearance in the changes in the nature. What all happened? First of all, time. Atha sarva guno veda kalam. Kalam, time, has become paramashobhanam. Means very auspicious in every way. That all the planets fall into the right position to appear for the Supreme Personality. That means it has to be according to the when you look at Krishna's chart later, Nanda Maharaj will say at the time of appearance the position of the stars. Not like our appearance. All the stars in all the wrong places. Not one of them were in the right place. That's why we are like this. Everything gone wrong from day one. So that's what has happened. So that is what he says here. Yahyavaja Janmaksham Shandaksham Grihadaragam. That all the planets were in there. Right, still right position. Then all the different directions, Dharmalodi, Ganodayam, Mahimangala, Bodhishtam, Puragrama, Prajagara. That all auspiciousness you could find in the Prakriti, in the nature. Plenty of food for everyone. Everyone feeling wealthy. A feel good factor was going on there. It looks like that. That they were feeling very happy. Everyone feeling happy, somehow or the other. I don't think people are feeling very happy now, isn't it? With all what's going on. Everyone is frightened. How is it going to turn out? Because knowing well how things can happen in this world. But they didn't feel that way. They felt very happy. Overall happiness. And they talk about the changes in the nature. The rivers were flowing very freely, plenty of water. Jalarivashriya, Dijali was another, Swadhamiraya, the flowers and the tree, plenty of fruits on the trees. Grains, vegetables, cows, everyone giving plenty, everything, what you need for living. That happiness, what is happening, the Prakriti was experiencing. And not only that, the air was bhavavai sukhasparsham, the breeze was blowing so nicely that people were feeling comfortable with that. Punyagandhavah carrying a very nice smell. Punyagandhavah shuji agneyascha dvijadinam shandastatra samindada. Brahmanas fire sacrifices were going on. And from that, the fire was growing so straight that they could see that the offerings was received by the demigods. Because that's how through the sacrifices you're offering to the demigods. Your sacrifices, what Krishna's talking about. And manamsyasan prasadani sadhunam asyadruha. The sadhus, the devotees and all the spiritually minded people, they were feeling happy inside. And the demons were feeling very disturbed. Both things happened at the same time. Jayamani ajane dasmin nedru dudhvayo divi. From the appearance of Krishna was expected any time, and from the heavenly planets they started beating the drums and making up experience, and they went dancing there, and they were expressing their happiness of Krishna's coming. Ohu all kinnaras, gandharvas, siddhas, charanas, vidyadharas. All of them were dancing with the Apsaras women. They were all dancing together. Apsarobi Samamuda. And Umujum Mareyo Deva. And the demigods and the other Rishi sages, they were feeling very blessed because of the happiness they were experiencing. Sumanamsi Mudanira Mandam Mandam Janadara Jagar Janana Sagaram. Rivers were flowing in such a nice way to go and join their husband, which is the ocean. And they were flowing in a beautiful way. All these. When all these things in the environment was like this, say Sri Brahma, she says, Nishithe. So the way they calculate like this is that in Sanskrit, 1 hour, our 1 hour is equivalent to 2.5 nadiga, they call it, nadiga, the time measurement. So this each one verse they say is referred to 1 hour or 2.5 hour, 2.5 nadiga they call it. So you can see by the time the 6th, 7th verse comes, it's midnight. From the time of the sunset, which is roughly about 6 o'clock if you start taking from there, every hour these changes were happening in the nature. All these changes that was happening in the nature, that's what is spoken. So, Nishidhe, Tama Ulbude, Jayamane, Janardane, Devakyam, Devarubinyam, Vishnu, Sarvaguhashaya, Avirasilyatha, Prachyam, Nishinduriva Pushkalam. So, when that darkness, Nishidhe, Tama Ulbude, that the highest darkness, the midnight, in other words, it was happening, that Tamo Jayamane Janardane Devakyam Devarupinyam Vishnu Sarvaguhashaya. Sarvaguhashaya. What does that mean? Sarvaguhashaya means Vishnu, he is present in every guha. Guha means our heart. One who is present in everyone's heart. Sarvaguhashaya, Vishnu. That he appeared as Devakyam Devarupinyam in Devaki's womb. He appeared. Devakyam Vishnu Sarvagu Avirasid. Avirasid means appeared. Avirasid Ra Prachet Dishindiru Pushkara. So when that appearance happened in the Bhagavatam, it mentions like this, that when Krishna appeared in Devaki's womb, Krishna has appeared this way, what was happening in the prison house. This is the scene now. It is happening in the prison house. All these things are happening in the prison house. So Kamsa has employed two heavies there to stand outside to keep an eye, and he has specifically instructed them that if Devaki has any if any birth happens in the prison, it should be come and immediately Kamsa should be informed. This was told to these two men who were standing there. So they had to keep very vigil, isn't it? So everything is very much locked up. And Krishna was talking to Vasudeva and Devaki, and there was a blue light in the prison house. That day also Kamsa came, and Kamsa opened the door and went inside and had a look, and there was a very bluish color everywhere. But Kamsa couldn't figure out anything. What's going on here? Kamsa couldn't see Krishna. And Kamsa, because of the light, was so powerful that he came out of the room and then he walked back to his palace. He went back. And it was then that they locked up everything and they stood there, and he again instructed them that he should be told if anything happens, because these demigods, you can't trust them, he said. They all know how to fool us, and you can't trust them. And he warned them all about it, and then he goes back. Kamsa couldn't sleep. And he was, while walking back also, he was looking back. Is Krishna there? Vishnu there? And all this fear all the time. When he goes and sits on his chair, he looks at the bottom of the chair if anybody is there. Because Kamsa was so Krishna conscious. That 24 hours thinking about Krishna. 24 hours, isn't it? We find it very difficult, isn't it, to think for 5 minutes, but Kamsa was 24 hours thinking. How you know how he says in the Bhagavatam, Asina Samvishastrishtan Bunjaran Paridan Mahim. While eating, while sleeping, while walking, all the time thinking about Krishna. When is he going to come to kill me? That was his going through and he won't even drink water. He will use a filtered water he was drinking, because he was thinking that Krishna can even come through the water. And so many fear about Krishna has developed so strongly inside. Kamsa got back to spiritual world because of that fear. You know that. Huh? The Bhagavatam mentions very clearly that Gopya Kamar Bhayal Kamsa. That fear he developed. Deshya Chaityadayo Narva Sambandho Krishna. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Somehow or the other, if you can develop a relationship with Krishna, you can get back to the spiritual world. Whether through fear, or through lust, or through love, or through anger, or through hate, doesn't matter. Whichever way it is. And Kamsa's way was fear. He made it, didn't he? So you can't completely condemn Kamsa for that, can you? After all, he got back to the spiritual world, we are still here. So looking at that, Kamsa managed to get back to the spiritual world through fear. Fear was the path for him. For devotees, it's love. Narada Maharshi says this in the Bhagavatam. So anyway, Kamsa's fear was, so fearful he was about Krishna is coming to come, Krishna is going to come and tell me. So he was passing his time in that way. Bhagavatam mentions that also. And when the appearance happens, that there are three verses in the Bhagavatam, famous verses for the appearance. Tamalbudam, the beauty of this verse is that Shukha Brahmarshi is saying this. It's an amazing thing what happened there, he said.
everything amazing, he said. Everything. Appearance is amazing. The personality is amazing. And he mentions also all the weapons what he had. It was amazing. And Pidambaram, and all the Tushar, his Krishna's beauty was amazing. And and after all, what happened after the appearance was amazing. Krishnavatarolsava sambrama sprisham. That is what they call it. The whole of Gokulam was because of this appearance. What happened in Gokulam? What happened? Krishnavatarolsava sambrama. We call it. Krishna avatara ulsava sambrama. That is, Shiva Brahma, she mentions that. So, tamalbudam balagamanju jekshanam chadarbhujam shankagadaridhayidam Srivalsa lakshmam galashobhika ustubam Pidambaram sandrapayodasaubhagam Maharhavaiduvire kirira kundalam Tushaparishvakta sahasra kundalam Uddama kanjangada kankana divir Virojamanam vasudeva maikshakam Savismayodhulla vilochanyo harim Sudam vilokyanagadundubistadam Krishnavadarol savasambhramasprasha Udadijebhyo idam apludo gavam. These are the three verses about the appearance. So, Shobhamashi says, Tamal Buddham. The appearance itself was an amazing thing. And Balagam, Balagam means he's a Balak, young boy, about 4 or 5 years old, that age group. He appears at first like that, 4 or 5 year old boy, with four-handed form. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? If you have a son is born, say 4 or 5 years old, was the birth itself, and then he got four hands, appearance. And four hands are not empty. Changha, chakram, conch shell, disc, lotus, flower, club. All of them, four hands. So is it not albudum? An appearance happens like this. Then the mark, Srivalsam. Mark. Galashobhi Kaustubham, Kaustubha jewel in the neck. Pidambaram, the yellow garment. Sandrapayoda Saubhagam. That beauty was unbelievable for the eye, Krishna's beauty. Velpatu said this to Krishna. Surya Spardhikiridam Urdhudalagam. Prabhasi Bhalandaram Karunyakulam. Netram Ardrahasidolasam Sudasapadam. Here you will see that this mentioned about this, that Balagamambujayakshanam, first thing when Shiva Brahmashri saw that form, what was the first thing that attracted Shiva Brahmashri? Krishna's eyes. The eyes. What is the speciality with Krishna's eyes? That's something Bhagavatam speakers have spoken about, that eyes. So many things they have spoken about that. We go to Krishna with all our problems, isn't it? And we say to Krishna that why you have put me through this. So many distress comes in life. Everybody is going through one distress or the other, isn't it? When is this going to come to an end? This is what we are going to thinking about it. So there also, when the people are coming to Krishna, what is Krishna's eyes beauty is this. We are talking to Krishna about our life, today's problems, isn't it? But Krishna, when he looks at us, that eye can see our millions of lifetimes what we have done. That eye can see. Krishna's eyes can see our many previous lifetimes, what all we have done. And he is looking at us in such a way, after all you have come to me finally, have you? That is also included in that eye, apparently. That's how they say about the beauty of, that is why Krishna's eyes are famous, because karunya kulanetram, karunyam it is, compassion for the souls, for those who have, because so many lifetimes we avoided Krishna. We didn't want to see, know about Krishna. Even now, if it's possible, we'll do it. But because Krishna has put us into a difficult situation. Finally, we have decided, at least let us go to Krishna. That thought has come. So Krishna is seeing from his side, you have finally decided to come to me. Several lifetimes, Krishna has given an opportunity, we didn't utilize it. That time we thought about enjoying life, isn't it? So that is why that karunyam in Krishna's eyes is such that Krishna feels for us. When you come and surrender to him, he feels that compassion. He feels the compassion. Bhakti is nothing but sharanagati. Your chanting and other things comes later. How much you surrender to Krishna, that is bhakti. Nothing else. Sharanagati is bhakti. Chanting all is a sadhana. But what is bhakti? If somebody asks the question, the answer is sharanagati. There is no other thing than bhakti. Simply surrendering to Krishna, accepting Krishna's shelter, that is bhakti. So this is what happens there, that this sharanagati, what is, Krishna is seeing our situation and looking at us in that way. That is why those eyes are famous for seeing our, through us, to many lifetimes of our whole track record. First, what we have done, what we have not done. All these things are there. Virochamanam vasudeva maikshara. So, aharha vaiduri kriya, and that, all that is spoken about. He had all sorts of jewelry on them. A huge crown, and it was more, illumination than a sun, millions of sun. Such a powerful crown. Maharha Vaudivirya Kirida Kundala, all the expensive jewels on that, Tushasana, and so many things about Krishna's beauty, everything was spoken there. And when all these things were being seen by Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna says to Devaki, Devi started saying to Vishnu, that if Kamsa comes and sees you like this, they will kill all of us. So, don't be like this. Change your form and become an ordinary child like everybody else. That is when that form was Babhuva Pragrada Shishu. Just like an ordinary child, Krishna changed his form into two-handed form of Krishna came up at that time. So, that is the end. That appearance time, that even the moon, it was the eighth day, isn't it? So if you look at the moon now on the eighth day, it's not very good looking, is it? Half broken piece, like a small arc-like thing, but little bit wider in the middle. So on that particular day, the moon thought, this is no good, and Krishna is coming, I shouldn't be like this. So he appeared in full form on that day, in full beauty. And it mentions that the Vasudeva and Devaki glorified, and after that Krishna says to them that if you have fear from Kamsa, I will change my form and changes to this two-handed form. Edi Kamsad, what he says there is, Edi Kamsad, Edi Kamsad Viveshittam Tarakimam Gokulam Nayam Manmaya Manayashittam Yashoda Garbha Sambhava. So that time, he says to who? Krishna says to Vasudev that if you are frightened about Kamsa, take me to Gokulam and leave me there. And there is Yashoda Devi there and Nanda Maharaj. Vasudev doesn't know them very well, where they are, where the house is, nothing is known. Go to Gokulam, which is miles away in that night, and leave me there and bring from there. Yogamaya is there, bring her here. Instructed like this, and Krishna changed the form. Changed the Yashoda Garbha somehow. Saying like that, he changed the form. So it was at that time that Vasudeva and Devaki was a little bit confused. So Krishna says to them, let me tell you your history, he said. Everybody's history Krishna knows. It won't be possible to hide anything from Krishna. He's inside, he's outside. What are you supposed to do? You may do so many things thinking that Krishna won't notice it. But everything inside he understands. So he says to them, last three lifetimes you are after me. isn't it? Before that, you performed severe penances. And then, when I appeared, you asked me, three times you asked me, that come as our son. Three times. So I had to come three times. First I came as Prishnigarbha and Sutapas, as their son. As Prishnigarbha I came, Prishni and Sutapas were the parents. Then Kashyapa and Aditi were the parents, I came as Vamanamurti. Now you are Vasudeva and Devaki, here I am as Vasudeva. I'm come as Vasudeva, he says to him. So that clarified a lot for Vasudeva and Devaki. On our request he had come. And because of this, I mentioned also this before, that Vasudeva and Devaki were very attached to children, very attached to having children. And because that attachment was getting a little excess, therefore this particular situation with the six children had to go, to show it to them, that whenever, wherever the attachment develops, ragam develops anywhere, Krishna will act. And they wanted to show to Vasudeva and Devaki that this attachment also has to go. And there was a specific instruction to Vasudeva at that time, which you can read in the Bhagavatam. It is mentioned there also that the Bhagavatam, you will see that verse, that look after me as your son. That's fine. You look after me as your son. But at the same time, that you can't continue like this forever, thinking that, oh, our son is Krishna. Yuvamam putra bhavena. Simultaneously, you can look after me as your son, but Brahma bhavena chasakrit. Develop that relationship with me as Brahmam. I am Supreme Brahmam. That means, realize the self, in other words. Brahma bhavena chasakrit. Chindayanda ukrita snehau. You have to show all affection to me as your son. Yasyethe malgadim param. But finally, you should realize the self and come back to me. Don't hold on to this householder life and children and attachment and live in that state for the rest of the life because I have come as your son. That warning also is there. Very clearly, last words. Yuvamam putra bhav, in the third chapter, 45th verse. Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakrat chindayando kradasneho yasyade malgadim param. Finally come back to me, saying like that, he left it like that. And then you will see there that the babhuva pragrata shishu, like a child, he was lying down like that. And there is, it was at that time that the Vasudeva and Devaki now understood that specific clear instruction has come now, that he has to take the baby from there to go to Gokulam and bring Yogamaya from her to here. So Yogamaya, Vasudeva and Devaki, by now Krishna has become a little baby and Devaki is holding the baby. Devaki is holding the baby. Vasudeva is saying to Devaki, give me the baby, let me take the baby to Gokula. So Devaki doesn't want to hand over the baby because she had all children gone. This is the last one. And doesn't know what will happen if Kamsa sees whether we'll get another opportunity to look after the baby. So all these things between Vasudeva and Devi. Vasudeva is asking, give me the baby before Kamsa comes. I have to take the baby away. And you can imagine a father's heart, how he feels to take the baby from the mother. And mother is also feeling that, inside to hand over. And they are looking at each other, Vasudeva saying something, and Devaki trying to delay the whole thing, in this way between Vasudeva and Devaki. So finally, Vasudeva took his cloth and folded into four, and tell Devaki, hand over, took the baby from Devaki's hand, and says to Devaki, and held the baby close to the chest. As soon as he held close to the chest, Vasudeva was thinking, how am I going to come out of this prison house? So at that time, he saw the chains, what Kamsa has arranged, they all started moving, in a unusual way. The chains which were tied together, they were all the locks opened up, and the chain started moving. And these two men who were standing outside, they had big spears in their hand. And they were sleeping, standing and sleeping. Can you imagine? Standing and sleeping. on either side of the door, and the doors opened, wide open. And when they were sleeping in such a way, they were snoring, heavily snoring. And you know when people sleep, how they sleep? They'll sleep like this, they'll come like this, and then they're going to fall. Like that. So these two men, they were holding their spears and they'll come closer, but as soon as they're going to close to touch or touch, not touch, they'll come back again. This was going on constantly between the two. These two men, heavy men, the bouncers who were standing outside, they were like that. And so they had to go. So when they were up like this, was they walked through them. They couldn't do anything. They left and they slept. Who put them to sleep?
Yogamaya
did that. She put them to sleep. She put everybody into sleep. Gokulam in sleep, Madhura is sleep, everybody is sleeping. Nobody could wake up. Villumangalam, who wrote our Krishna Karanavadam, you will see a verse there about this. Krishna showed this to Villumangalam. Villumangalam mentions exactly like that. What did he say? Atyanda balam atasi kusama prakasham digvasasam kanaga bhushana bhushitangam visrasta kesam kesham arunadharam ayataksham krishnam namami manasa vasudeva suvinam. This is that verse. Famous verse it is. Villumangalam is paying his obeisances to Krishna. Krishnam namami manasa vasudeva suvinam. Vasudeva's son, I pay my obeisances with my mind, he says. What is the speciality was this? Atyanda bhalam. That childish nature, Krishna's childish form. Atasi kusuma prakasham. That atasi kusuma prakasham. These special flowers and that smell was there in Krishna's body. Kalaya hamsam. So many names for that in Sanskrit that flower has. I don't know what the English name is. Kalaya hamsam they call it. That flower color and the smell of that flower Krishna had. Then Villumangalam said, which Krishna questioned. What he said was, digvasasam. It was completely naked. But full of jewelry all over the body, but totally naked. Will any mother will dress a child only with the jewelry? Never heard of, isn't it? Digvasasam kanaga bhushana bhushitangam. Kanaga bhushana bhushitangam. That's what it is. Full of gold and full of jewelry all over the body, but no clothes on the body. Digvasasam. When he said that, visrastakesham, Krishna's hair was thick, black and fully curly hair. Visrastakesham arunadharam, reddish lips. Ayataksham, that special eyes, Villumangalam also mentions. Krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunam. Saying this, Villumangalam stopped there. Krishna says, what kind of person are you? To Villumangalam, he said, Krishna used to call Villumangalam as Swamiji. He says, Swamiji, what do you know about these things? You are a sannyasi. What do you understand about all these things? I have never heard any mother in life, Krishna is saying to Villumangalam, that who put all jewelry full of gold and jewels, but no clothes on the body. Normally all the mothers first prepare the clothes. Whether a boy or a girl, if they know about it, they will be preparing for that months before. And you are saying that there was no clothes available, but they had all the jewelry. Villumangalam says to Krishna, that have you heard anyone appearing with four hands and conch shell, disc, lotus flower, club, everything in the hand? If someone appears like that, this is the rule, it's like this. So Krishna said, okay, if it is like that, let it be. That was Krishna's answer for that. So like this, there were so many conversations between Krishna and Villumangalam about these things, about Krishna's appearance. You can read that in this is one of the, there are so many other interesting things about the pastimes also. So Swamiji, Villumangalam and Krishna has an agreement. That is why it is mentioned like this, that Krishna appears with all jewelry, everything, but no clothes on. Krishnam namami manasa vasudeva sunam. And that Villumangalam, what Villumangalam has seen, That seeing was shown to many others later. Krishna has shown that to many great devotees, had this exactly the same seeing what Krishna had shown to Vilumangala. A famous poet was a king as well. He had the same mission. It's based on that this Kathakali has come from that, from this incident. That like this, in throughout in history, you will see many great devotees had this mission what Vilumangala had about Krishna's appearance. So we will stop there for a few minutes, and then in the next part we'll discuss that festival in Gokula. So it's 20 past 10. We'll start again, say about 15 minutes or so. 20 minutes. Cheto darpanam arjanam mahadavagnirvavanam chakraiva chandrika vidaranam vidyavadho jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pradivadam purnamrutaswadanam सर्वात्मस्मरणं परं विजयते श्रीकृष्ण संकीर्तनम् नाम्नामगाय बहुधा निज सर्वशक्ति तत्रापि नैमिदा स्मरणेन काला एतादृशं तव कृपा भगवान् ममावि दुर्दैवमीदृशमिहाजनिनानुरागाः तृणानविशुनीचेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कृतनीय सदा हरि धनं न धनं न सुन्दरीम् जगदीशकामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरि भवदाद्भक्तिरहैलुवि त्वयि ऐनन्दनुजगीङ्करं पतिनामातुषमे भवाम्बुद कृपयाथव पादभङ्गजस्थितगूढे सदृशं विचिन्तया नयनं गडदशुधारया पदनं गर्गदरब्धया गिरा कुलगैर्निजलं पदावभूतमन्नामग्रहणे भविष्यति निमेषेण चक्षुषा प्राविशायिदं शून्यायिदं जगत्सर्वं गोविन्दमनहे नमे from the prison, Vasudev had to take Krishna to Gokula. Isn't it? From Mathura, he has to go to Gokulam. And Krishna has to be exchanged with Yogamaya. Yogamaya has to come here. Krishna has to go to Gokulam. So Krishna, Vasudev comes out of the prison carrying the Krishna, baby Krishna, close to the heart. And Vasudev started walking. So because of the influence of Yogamaya, everybody was asleep. The doors were open and Vasudev came out. When he came out, he noticed that it was raining heavily. It was raining heavily. Far away, the sound of the rain. So only then Vasudev thought about how am I going to go in this rain all the way to, it's quite a few miles walk. How am I going to walk? And Vasudev didn't know. It was then that few days before, Balram, who appeared as the son of Rohini, he has held the umbrella. What was the umbrella? Adishesha. Adishesha was, that is mentioned that, Tulpre Tvam Hastayo Radhadam Itavidharyamani Amboru Hasta Kalaham Sahishovaramyam Sheshena Bhuri Padavaridavari Nadham Soyam Pradarshina Padomani Divinena Tvam Dharayan Sakaludhanyadama Pradaste Soyam Tavishamalashaya Yoga Vegan Sheshena Bhuri Padivarida Varinatham Swayam Pradarshida Pado Mani Dibidena. That Balarama Swami, Lord Balaram, he held his umbrella on top of Vasudev, but not fully open. If it fully opens, there won't rain in the whole planet. It is that big it is. Isn't it? Because you see, if you look at the sixth candle, you will see this earth planet is like a mustard seed on in one of the hoods of Adishesha, isn't it? That it, you can read it in the sixth canto, mentions that this earth planet is like a mustard seed on the hood of Adishesha, Adishesha's hood. So that umbrella is open now for Vasudev to walk through. And the jewels, what was from the on the top of the Adishesha's different codes, there were jewels on that. The light from that showed the way for Vasudev to walk through. So two things, Balarama started the service there itself for Krishna. First thing as the umbrella, and secondly the light to walk through to Gokula. That is both Balarama's responsibility. Then when they started walking, after a while they reached the Kalindi river, Yamuna river. And they reached Yamuna river. Yamuna river has understood who has come. So, because Yamuna river knew Krishna's behavior before. How? In Ramachandra's appearance, Yamuna river knew that who is ocean is river's husband. That is how in the belief, because all the wives goes to the husband, all the rivers goes to the ocean, isn't it? The ocean was frightened by Ramachandra when Ramachandra had to cross to Lanka, isn't it? At the end, Kalindi knows about this. So as soon as Vasudeva arrived, Kalindi stopped flowing and pulled back for them to pass through. And there was only water right up to the ankle level that they could go through. Bhagavatam says, Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. Kalindi's feeling at that time. Margam dadau sindhuriva shriyapade. That Lakshmi Devi's husband has come. And she gave the way for Vasudev to walk through with baby Krishna. Krishna has come, isn't it? So in the Bhagavatam, when it was mentioned like that, they are saying that Kalindi river felt that Supreme Personality has come, Krishna has come, and Krishna wanted to respond to this courtesy which Kalindi has shown. That is why you will see from the first 12 years of Krishna's pastimes, Kalindi was an integral part of that. Yamuna river was an integral part of the first 12 years of the pastime. In everything, Kalindi river was involved, included, isn't it? So that was a special benediction Krishna has given to Yamuna river to participate in all the pastimes. You can see Rasa dance happened there. Many demons were killed there. Kaliya was killed there. So many things happened. So there, you can understand that so Vasudev came, and Vasudev doesn't know which one is Nanda Maharaj's house, and he was walking through the streets of Gokulam. He's passing through. Everywhere it is dark and couldn't find out which one house it is. And Vasudev never had been to Nanda Maharaj's house before. Then how did Vasudev find the house? So while walking in the night, middle of the night, while walking through the street, Vasudev suddenly heard the sound of a crying of a baby. And it was the sound of a baby girl. And when Vasudev looked into the house, they were all sleeping there. As soon as she appeared, the system was that where delivery was happening, men have no entrance. Only Yashoda Devi and her friends, the gopis, were assisting her. The men had to wait outside. Nanda Maharaj, all the cowherd men, they have no entry there. It was the system in the past. Men will not go into the place where delivery happens. Men stayed away. But now first men will be there. This is the modern world. Showing our love and affection for the wife. Completely different. But anyway, that is what the system was. Then so Nanda Maharaj and others had to wait outside till they are called. They had to wait outside. So Nanda Maharaj was outside standing, waiting outside to be called in. All the cowherd men were waiting outside to be called in. And they were waiting, knew that Yashoda Devi will have the baby any time. And they were waiting for the announcement. It was at that time, this baby is crying from Yashoda Devi's side. Baby was crying from the room. And Vasudeva heard that. In them days, they could hear the baby's voice and say whether it's a boy or a girl. They could say that by hearing from the crying sound of the baby. So Vasudeva understood that this must be the house, and he walks in. When he walked in, they're all sleeping. They're all sleeping. Yashoda Devi is sleeping, all the gopis are sleeping, everybody is sleeping. And quickly, very quickly, Vasudeva put the baby there, Krishna there, and picked up Yogamaya from there. And her, she was so beautiful, and it was like a diamond, they say. Krishna is like gold, she was like diamond. That is, both were very, very good looking and beautiful children. That anyhow, Vasudeva picked up the baby and walked out. While going out, Vasudeva had a little fear. Suppose he was caught, because it's a big crime, isn't it? If you change the, if you go to the hospital and change the babies, exchange something, then you'll be in serious trouble. So Vasudeva knew about that, but still Vasudeva was very careful. Vasudeva was looking both sides, if anybody is noticing, because it's more like a theft, isn't it? You are changing the baby. So, with all that, Vasudeva started walking back back to the Mathura. So, jada tada pashupa sadmani yoga nidra. She put everyone into yoga nidra. In other words, real sushupti state. Everybody had sushupti. No dream, no vacant state. Complete deep sleep state. She has put them in. How? Nidra vimudrita madha agada pauralokam. Pauralokam means the whole population. Like a, you know, in the olden days, they put something in an envelope and then they put a seal on top of it, isn't it? To make sure that it is not broken. It is a confidential document. Similarly, she has put the seal on everyone to sleep. Nidra vimudrita madha agada pauralokam. And tulprayanaval. All because of desire, Krishna's desire, all these things are happening. So, in this way, they were going back. Vasudeva comes back to the prison. When Vasudeva left the prison, everything was locked up again. And these two watchmen who were there, gatekeepers, they were standing outside. They didn't know that Vasudeva was gone from inside with the baby, because they have been put into that illusion. They couldn't take notice of it because everything was locked. They never looked inside the room. When Vasudeva came back, as soon as they arrived back, these men went back to sleep again. Not only they went back to sleep, the door opened. Vasudeva came in with Yogamaya and handed over the baby to Devaki Devi. Devaki Devi got this new baby. And Vasudeva stood there. And Devaki Devi took the baby, and the baby started crying loudly. Very loud cry from the baby. You shouldn't say cry, like a scream. It screamed. It screamed so loudly that these two men outside woke up from their sleep. You have to remember, she is Bhadragali, isn't it? Bhadragali can scream. Remember Bhadragali? Jagadbharata and Bhadragali story, you know that. That she screams, you really get frightened. So she screamed and they woke up these two men outside. As soon as they saw the baby, immediately they ran to report to Kamsa, to come. And Kamsa, when he heard that the baby was born, Kamsa came running. In that process, he tripped and fell while running to the prison. And again he got up, managed to get there. When he got there, it's a girl. Now, the whole thing has upset Kamsa. Because the voice from the sky said, the eighth child of Devaki Devi will kill you. Eighth child. Now, it was a boy that was expected. And now it's a girl. So he says, turns around and says to everybody who had comes as ministers also had come to them, that I never thought these demigods will lie like this. They are always lying one thing or the other. And what we have to do now is that kill her first. That's the best thing to do. And told Devaki to get over the child. Devaki started pleading to her. Why do you want to? After all, it's a girl. She's not going to give you trouble. She's not going to kill you. Why should you kill her? Kamsa won't agree. And there was Kamsa was getting a little bit impatient. Finally, Kamsa wanted to pull her out from Devaki's hand. Devaki says to Kamsa, my dear brother, this is probably my last child. And let me, when I am dying, leaving this world, if I have a daughter to look after me, that will be very nice. Every mother's desire, isn't it? For they think the daughters will be there to look after. The father thinks the son will look after, who never turns up. So the daughter also will go in these days. It's all like that. You don't have to put your faith in all these things. But them days, they could trust. So that was why she said, at least in the old age when I am suffering, there will be some help from the from her. So let her live. Kamsa said no. Kamsa didn't want any more discussion. Pulled the baby, held her leg and pulled her out from Devaki's hand. Before Devaki could say anything, Kamsa threw her out into the rock outside. But what happened was, when he threw the baby out, baby didn't go onto the rock. It went up straight into the sky. Went up to the sky. In the Bhagavatam, you will see what happened at that time. She went up to the sky and stood in the sky with eight hands. And with all the eight hands, Yogamaya's appearance there. Yogamaya stands there with eight hands in the and in all the eight hands, eight different weapons also. Eight different weapons also, which you can read in the Bhagavatam mentions there. In the fourth chapter you will see verse number 10, 11, 12, all this is referring to her. Divyasragambara lepa ratnabharana bhushitaha dhanishuresha charmasi shangachakragadhadhara siddhacharana gandharvaihi apsaraskinnarorageihi ubahudorubalibhi stuyamanedam abravin. Yogamaya is standing in the sky, served by siddhas, charanas, gandharvas, apsaras, kinnaras, many others, and upahruto oru velibi, they are all making their offerings to her, and she is standing here in the sky. And she looked at Kamsa. And Kamsa says, Kamsa was in a shock, state of shock, isn't it? He thought he could kill her very easily, and that's why he threw her out. But here, didn't go to the rock, instead went into the sky straight away and stood in the sky. And from there she is talking to him, to Kamsa. So that conversation with Kamsa, that Kimaya Hadayamanda Jada Karavandakal, she told Kamsa, you are a stupid person. The person who is going to kill you is already born. He is there, find out and do the right thing. That's all she said. She didn't say anything else. Find out. She didn't say you go after him or kill him or take your shelter, nothing. She gave the advice to him. Do the right thing, he said. To who? To Kamsa. Do the right thing. We are also like that, isn't it? She is telling us do the right thing. But we won't do the right thing because we are like Kamsas in that way. That although to do the right thing, she said to him, Kamsa couldn't understand what the right thing is. So he says that Kimaya Mandaha Jadaha, that you Kamsa was not very intelligent to think about this. And Iti Prabhashanam Devi Maya Bhagavadi Bhuvi, Maya Bhagavadi Devi, that saying like this, Bahunama Nigeshu, Bahunama Babhuaha. She took different names, different forms, and settled down in different temples, in different places, which you know that she mentions name in the previous chapter when Krishna told her, you will be known by these names. When she was told to go to Gokulam, she was told her that you go and you will be that Archeshyandi Manishasthvam. You go and live in all the different places all over. Archeshyandi Manishasthvam. They will worship you. Sarva Kama Vareshwarim. You will be able to meet all their desires. Dupobahare Velibi Sarva Kama Varapradam. Durga Devi's appearance is talking about. And you will be addressed by devotees by different names. Namadheyani Kurvandi Sthanani Cha Narabhuvi. Durgedi, Durga, Badragali, Vijaya, Vaishnavi, Kumuda, Chandiga, Krishna, Madhavi, Kandigedi, Maya, Narayani, Ishani, Sharada, Ambiga. These are all names given to her. These are all one person, but are known in different names. When she is, Brahma Vidya is her, that is why Sharada. If it is from this word, Sharada, you will see Krishna uses this word in the Bhagavatam a lot. Yeah, Sharada Ambiga, another name, and Narayani, Ishani, Badragali, Durga, all her names. Anyway, she is, the personality is one, the personality. So she told Kamsa, now you look after yourself and do what is the right thing. And saying that, she disappeared. Kamsa comes back to the prison and says to what have I done? He says, he apologizing to who? To Vasudeva and Devaki for what he has done. I have killed all your 6 children before. And then Kamsa is saying that Atma is eternal. His soul is eternal. He's saying to Devaki and Vasudeva, he doesn't die after killing all of them. He's saying all these things. So Devaki also finally understood that his brother is feeling sorry about the whole thing. Now, where to find out this person whom is going to kill me? And he says to Devaki and Vasudeva that I have done everything wrong in my life and started falling down in front of them and asking for forgiveness. And this was deliberately done by Yogamaya to trick Kamsa. Why? Because if you do this, she knew that Kamsa will feel repentance. And then he will go to Vasudeva and Devaki and let them out from the prison. This was the idea behind it. We can't think like the way Yogamaya thinks. She is playing with all of us. What she does, you have no choice except to go along with it, isn't it? So completely Kamsa's mind was twisted and Kamsa started feeling terrible distress for what she has done, for killing all the babies before, and says to Vasudeva and Devaki, I have done great offense to you. You are such a dear sister to me. And saying to Vasudeva and to Devaki, both he started apologizing. And finally, they were taken out of the prison and they were let free. And then, when did they put them back into prison? Much, much later. Only few days before Kamsa was killed by Krishna, they were locked back again into the prison. So that means Vasudeva and Devaki did not have to stay in prison for a very long time. That was this Yogamaya's arrangement. Yogamaya made that special arrangement like this, in this way. And then it was after that that the problem started. Vasudeva and Devaki were let loose. So Vasudeva and Devaki were satisfied, but they were unhappy. Any moment anything can happen, knowing well what Kamsa's nature is like this. So that there finishes that avataram part. And then in the next part of the Bhagavatam, you will see there, that the fifth chapter is this festival, appearance of Krishna festival. So now Krishna is in Gokulam. Krishna has appeared in Gokulam now, isn't it? So naturally what happened there was that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, after Yogamaya has gone, Vasudeva has gone, the scene is in Gokulam now. What is happening there? There, as soon as the Krishna was arrived there, then Krishna cried. Immediately, Yashoda Devi woke up. Yashoda Devi woke up and all the gopis woke up who were there. They all woke up. So, they were in bliss. seeing Yashoda had a baby. Why? Because both Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj had no children. And they were quite old. Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj was about 40, 45 years old. And Yashoda Devi was also close to that. So almost a time has come in their life, there was no possibility of having any children anymore. So they were feeling, so it was at that time this birth happened, Krishna's birth happened. So naturally it was a celebration for them, both for Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Only few months before this birth, Krishna's birth, that this incident happened, that Rohini came to stay with them. Rohini is Vasudev's wife, isn't it? Rohini left Vasudev, and knowing very well that there is trouble staying in Mathura, she had come as a refugee here. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were very accommodative, and they were very happy when Rohini came with the child, Balram, came there. Main reason was they had no children. So at least they thought, if Rohini want to stay with us, let them stay. We had some child at home. They were feeling that happiness. So that's why Rohini was staying with them at home and with Balram. Now Balram is growing up. Rohini had come out of her delivery and all that. She is feeling a little bit stronger. So she was able to manage the household affairs. Rohini was managing. Yashoda Devi had the baby, so Yashoda couldn't get up. Those days they used to stay in the bed for a long period of time, obviously. Anyway, baby was born, so most of the responsibility was on Rohini's shoulders. Shukam Brahmarshi says in the Bhagavatam, there is no one more fortunate than Rohini in the whole Bhagavatam. Why? Because Rohini cha Mahabhaga Nanda Gopavi Nandita. Rohini was the only person who was able to participate in Krishna's pastimes all the way through, from beginning to end. Dwaraka pastimes, Rohini was present. Mathura pastimes, Rohini was present. Vrindavan pastimes, Rohini was present. Vrindavan, Mathura and Dwaraka, all the three places, pastimes, Rohini was present. Which Yashoda Devi didn't get that opportunity. Isn't it? So, like this, Rohini had a special position there. Rohini's special, you can say that Rohini was very much recognized by Nanda Maharaj for her services. And she was in charge basically of the household because Yashoda Devi had the baby. And when the baby was born, immediately they came out and told, one gopi came out and told Nanda Maharaj that the baby is born, Krishna is born. And Nanda Maharaj is now to be called in. First the announcement came that baby has been born. So as soon as Nanda Maharaj heard that, Nanda Maharaj called a few senior boys, cohort boys, and told them, you have to go and announce this into the whole Gokulam. Gokulam has to know this, that the middle of the night this is all happening. So, Nanda Maharaj is a local king, isn't it? So, it should be informed. So, obviously, their system of announcing was different, not like today. Today, we announce in a different way, isn't it? So, they called four men, very strong men, and gave them four drums. Told them, put these drums on in your neck, take the two drums, sticks also, and go to every street and bang the drums. And announce that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi had the baby. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi want everybody to come to see the baby. And saying this, they'll bang the drum. And then they'll go to the next street, make the same announcement, bang the drum. In this way, the whole early hours in the morning, they made the announcement of Krishna's appearance to them. And all the gopis and the gopas, cowherd men and the gopis, they all were very happy to hear because they all had a tremendous love for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, and Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda looked after them. It was a nice community together. And they looked after them very well, and they were also feeling that gopis had children. But they were feeling unhappiness that Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda didn't have children, who was their chief, wasn't it? So when they heard that, they had a child born. They were also very pleased about that. Such a good heart they had, the gopis had. And so they were all started getting ready to visit Krishna Devi. Next day they want, Nanda Maharaj wants everybody to come as soon as possible. And that lasted for 5 days, the visits of all the cowherd boys, cowherd men, and gopis, everybody visiting. Shuga Brahmarshi says, in this situation, normally I should have gone to see Krishna. No, he says, no. I wanted to see how the gopis are going to see Krishna. He says like that in the Bhagavatam. That he says, Krishna I can see later. But I wanted to see the devotees' mood, what they are like when they are going to see Krishna first time. So he says, he's discussing that in the Bhagavatam with, in a very, very nice way. He says, gopis, how they are dressing up first. How gopis were dressed up and the things they were taking with them to go and see Krishna. Presents, what they were carrying with them. For them, what is the presents? Milk, butter, yogurt. These are their wealth, isn't it? And they carried all that. Both the cowherd men and the gopis, they carried all of that. Gopya sumrishta mani kundala nishka kandya chitrambaraha padishikha chidamalya varshaha nandalayam samalaya vrajadir virejo yalola kundala payodhara hara shobhaha. Some of the finest verses in the Bhagavatam. That when you will be amazed that a sannyasi, avadhuta personality like Shuga Brahmarshi can talk about the gopis dressing up so nicely. He says like this, that gopya sumrishtam, that gopis' face, if you look at them, the happiness in their face. And they were so happy to go, mani kundala nishka kandhya chitrambaraha, that they have dressed up in such a way that all the, what do they call, the different gold jewelries, everything they have put on, and they looked so beautiful. And padishikha achudam alya varshaha, they have put so much flowers on their head while walking, it was falling on the ground from the hair. All the flowers are falling on the ground. Nandalayam savalaya vrajadir virejo vyalola kundala payodhara hara shobhaha. He says the, what do they call this, ear drops, isn't it? And they were special, and the gopis' cheeks, this was reflecting. Vyalola kundala payodhara hara shobhaha. The beauty of their face, gopis looked so beautiful when they were reflecting in the cheeks of the gopis. And they were all carrying a lot of presents, and they are going one after the other. They are all going towards the Nanda Maharaj's house. They are going towards Nanda Maharaj's house. So this is the scene, what Shuga Brahmarshi is more interested. There is a lot of discussion about it here. Then how the gopis dressed up and how beautiful they looked, and how much presents each of them were carrying with them, especially cowherd men, they had to carry a lot of milk, lot of butter, lot of yogurt, everything they were carrying with them, because that's their wealth, isn't it? They are going to see Krishna. This is one scene. Other scene in Nanda Maharaj's house, what was happening there? In Nanda Maharaj's house, what was going on? There, Nanda Maharaj discussed with Rohini, how should we, all these people will start coming now. When you have so many visitors coming, you have to make some arrangements for that, isn't it? Rohini said, leave that to me, I'll manage that. Rohini told the gopis, and he told some cowherd men, that gopis' responsibility all Rohini decided. They were all given, allotted their respective duties. And the cowherd men, he said, four of them you stay at the entrance, four of them you stay at the exit of the house. Obviously, Nanda Maharaj had a big palace to live. So, and when they come, they will bring presents. They will bring a lot of presents with them, that they understand. So, they were received by these four men who are at the entrance. And they have to collect all the presents and keep it. And the exit side, as soon as Krishna appeared, from that day, Lakshmi Devi also was there in Nanda Maharaj's house. How? There was such an abundant supply of jewels and gold that they come, they make their offering to Krishna, and when they walk out, Nanda Maharaj will sit there outside with all this gold and jewelry, and they will hand over a lot to each one of these visitors who are coming, and they could go with the presents, plenty of presents like that. When the announcement happened, a lot of things happened at that time. We may not get enough time. We got only half an hour now. So, what happened? A few things. One thing was that when the Krishna appeared, that gopis wanted to bathe Krishna first. So, bathing Krishna was a difficult thing in the sense that gopis were discussing each other, how should we bathe Krishna first? Different people have different opinion about it. So, like everywhere else, there was an elderly lady in the village among the gopis who was very authoritarian, and she will control everybody, like, you know. So, and all the gopis are frightened of her, really, because when she comes on the scene, and she had not come yet, so they couldn't make a decision finally how bathing should happen, what we should bathe Krishna with first. So, when they were discussing, she walks in. She walks in and they were all holding their breath to see what she is going to say. So she gives the excuse that, what have you done? She asked all of them. They couldn't answer anything properly. They were saying that we were going to bathe with this water, that thing, tender coconut, this, that, so many things they were saying. She says, I knew that none of you know what to do, how to bathe the baby first. And she brings with her some special Ayurvedic preparations to bathe Krishna. And there is a whole discussion about that in the Urdu Mahavadam also, you can see this. And then under her supervision, bathing happened. Krishna was bathed first. And then after the bathing was done, then they went and announced to Nanda Maharaj that he can come inside. It was then that Nanda Maharaj goes inside and they are showing the baby. After bathing the baby, they handed over the baby to Yashoda Devi to hold. And they say to Nanda Maharaj, Putra Mukham Dadarsha, see the child's son. So Nanda Maharaj saw Krishna's first time, Krishna, Nanda Maharaj saw Krishna's face. And Nanda Maharaj also looked at Krishna's body. Is there anywhere any mark or anything, you know, because normally you will see like that, isn't it? So, saw this mark on the chest, Sri Valsam. And the manager didn't know what that mark is. So, he was saying to other gopis there, that it's like a little bit a wrong place, that mark on the body. Gopis also didn't know what that. Gopi says to Nanda Maharaj, when you cover it with the clothes, it won't be seen outside. It will be alright inside. Their ignorance, they are talking so many things. Did they know a little bit who this personality is who had come? They knew nothing about it. So anyway, Nanda Maharaj saw the baby and all these arrangements were organized for that. And so the presents have come, the gopas have come, gopis have come. So they were sectioned off. A group of four will go inside and they could go and see the Krishna. They could see Krishna, baby Krishna. And next to that, they put Balaram also. So they'll pay their obeisances to Krishna, pay their respects to Krishna and Balaram, and may give all their presents to both the babies. And then they will walk out. Nanda Maharaj will give all the presents and they will go home from there. This was the process. So the amount of milk that has come, the amount of yogurt that has come, there was no space to keep it. All the pots they had, they filled in. But there was so much milk, finally they had to bring some boats from Kalindi River. Boats. Boats were the pots. They were filling it with the milk and yogurt, all of that. That was also filled and there was still excess of milk and excess of yogurt. So what did this cowherd men do? They started throwing butter at each other, big balls of butter. And one will take a huge pot of milk and throw it on another's head. They are celebrating. This is the Nandotsavam. You will see in the Bhagavadam how it mentions there, Gopaha parasparam hrishtaha dadhi kshira gridham bhubi dadhi kshiram gridham. All the three, they were throwing at each other. Gopa parasparam krishtva dadikshira gridham bhubi. that is yogurt. Kshiram is milk. Gradham is ghee. They were throwing all these things at each other. Imagine. Butter costs £1.20 on today. You think twice, should I pay 160 or 120? This is our rich country today. So rich we are. That, and ghee, better now, prices are going up all the time. Isn't it? So there was no shortage of these things. They did kshira griham bhubi, gopa parasparam krishtaha. They were throwing this. And they were, suppose somebody throws milk at you, you will get angry, wouldn't they? No, they didn't get angry. Why? That is that special Krishna's appearance. Nobody got angry at each other. Everybody was throwing butter and milk and they were all laughing and enjoying it. Asin jando vilim bando navani idaischa chikshipu. When they were throwing at each other, nobody was complaining to anyone. They were all enjoying it. This a festival, throwing butter and yogurt at each other. Throwing butter and yogurt at each other. Gopa parasparam krishtva dedikshiragrda ambhuvi asinjando vilimbando navani daishchajukshipo. And it was at that time that there you can see that maharhavastra bharanam. Shukha Brahma Shri talking about the gopis. Maharhavastrabharanam kanjugoshnishu bhushitaha gopa samayu rajan nanopayana panaya. That gopis are dressed very well, nice looking. Gopas also, they had their turban and everything. You know how they turban village people, how they wear, put their big huge turban on the head. So it says, Maharhavastrabharanam kanjugoshnishu bhushita gopa samayu rajan nanopayana panaya. So they stored this butter as much as they could, but afterwards it was all used for throwing at each other, and they celebrated this festival for 5 days in this way. So much happiness among the gopas and gopis and the Noharaj and Yashoda. And first 4 or 5 days this carried on, And Nanda Maharaj started saying that there is not many more visitors coming. So initially what happened was that when the first time the gopi brought baby Krishna outside to show it to Nanda Maharaj to look at, after the appearance, Yashoda Devi had a look at baby first. And then from Yashoda Devi's hand, Gopi took the baby and brought it outside for Nanda Maharaj to look at baby. So Nanda Maharaj saw the baby and gave that baby who brought Krishna out a lot of presents, a lot of jewelry, gold and everything. So she had the baby in the hand, and in one side she was holding the baby's legs, feet and everything, another side with the upper part of the body. So when Nanda Maharaj gave all these presents, there was no hands to hold on to properly. It was left it in the hand and a lot of it fell off. But Shiva Brahma Shri says, she didn't normally look back what has fallen, they didn't care. If we were there, we would have left the baby, picked up everything and walked off. Isn't it? That's what we would have done. Because the gold, isn't it? Okay, gold price is also going up now. So you could have thought, you could imagine what we did. But why did that happen? Reason is this. As soon as they took Krishna in the hand, all desires have gone from inside. To show that, that's why it was spoken that. Just to show to us, once you have Krishna in the hand, you do all your material desires goes away. This madness of the gold, madness of the other things, what normally people have, that leaves at that moment. In order to show that Gopi didn't even care what has gone away, she didn't bother. She was so blissed out with Krishna in the hand, she went inside with Krishna and handed over back to Yashoda Devi, and then all the things what happens there. So, here, Yashoda Devi had the baby, and Nanda Maharaj had understood that more or less now the visitors have come to an end. Visitors have come to an end. And when it has come to know that Rohini and Yashoda Devi has taken charge of the house now. Rohini is in charge of the house, but Yashoda Devi was assisting Rohini. And then Krishna's childhood, baby Krishna's life begins at home at that time. It's a lot of discussion about that life in the, as a baby, Krishna has spent there. So, Krishna Avadaran Sava, Krishna Avadaran, isn't it? That you will see there that the that Nanda Maharaj that childhood of Krishna and Balaram at home, how they spend the time together, the amount of happiness both of them had. Who? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, because of Kali Yashodayam Namakalaya Cheto Haram Pavandamalamandige Padamama Vibandya Pudusham Punastanabharam Nijam Samadhi Gopaya Yandya Muda Manohara Tanusprasa Sanusprasha Jagadi Punyavando Jidaham. That Krishna's beauty, that was the first thing attracted everybody. That in the early days, when the baby first turns upside down, isn't it? That's the first change in the life. First, babies lie like this. And then after a few days or few weeks, baby turns the other way, isn't it? So that means that it makes a big change in the life for the mother as well as for the members of the family, that the baby starts making the next move, starts moving on the floor. And so Krishna used to, when the day Krishna's turned, Krishna looked and all the floor is covered with a lot of expensive jewels and you could, face will reflect. So Krishna will see his own face in the reflection. And Krishna wants to beat up that face. That baby pastimes, babyish nature of Krishna. Seeing this, Yashoda and Rohini will explain to Krishna that's only a reflection, but Krishna doesn't understand, it seems. Krishna couldn't understand what they were talking about because Krishna was too small. And Balaram will do something, Krishna wants to do the same thing. That's also natural, isn't it? If there is two boys, the elder boy does something, the younger one wants to imitate that. So all those activities are discussed in the Bhagavatam. That so, Balaram and Krishna had his childhood in this way at home. So, when these pastimes were happening, that 5-6 days have gone. 5-6 days have gone. The festival was over. Nandotsavam was over. It was then that Nanda Maharaj realized that I have not informed Kamsa about me having a son born. He doesn't know it is Krishna. He doesn't know this is the personality is going to kill Kamsa. Nothing is known. But Nanda Maharaj, under Kamsa, Nanda Maharaj was a small king under Kamsa. Kamsa was the big chief and Nanda Maharaj was the smaller one. So Nanda Maharaj said to everybody that I will go to Mathura and we will load one whole cart with full of presents and we will count the amount of gold he has to pay as duty because they have to pay duties, isn't it? Because of the, they are smaller kings under the big king. So he has to pay every year a certain amount of money to Kamsa. So he calculated everything, what he owes him, and counted everything, loaded his bullock cart with all the, presents for Kamsa, and they went to see Kamsa. And some cowherd men also joined Nanda Maharaj. When they arrived in Mathura, there first they went to see, Vasudev came to know that Nanda Maharaj had come. But by now, Vasudev knows that who is Krishna, who is there with Nanda Maharaj. Vasudev knows that, isn't it? Nanda Maharaj doesn't know. But Vasudev has exchanged the baby. So when Nanda Maharaj came and he was staying in the Upavanam. Upavanam means not in the main Mathura town, city, but they had places where people could stay in the outskirts. So when he came to know that night, Vasudev went to see Nanda Maharaj. And Vasudev said to Nanda Maharaj, inquired from him because he wanted to know about Krishna, how he is getting on in life. So he was asking Nanda Maharaj about Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj also, because they knew each other before, and Nanda Maharaj told Vasudev, "Oh, I heard that you had a baby girl and that Kamsa tried to kill her and she flew into the sky and all kinds of things. I heard like this. What is the truth behind all these things?" Vasudev didn't say anything to him because Vasudev wanted to keep it very quiet. Otherwise, if the news comes out, Kamsa will find out who Krishna is. Krishna wanted to be protected. Vasudev wanted to protect Krishna as much as possible by not revealing his identity. That was the idea behind it. So what Vasudev did was, Vasudev put it to Nanda Maharaj like this, that tomorrow you pay your dues and you should go back to Gokulam straight away, because I see a lot of bad omen and that there's a lot of problems going to happen there. You should go back immediately, he said. So Nanda Maharaj was thinking, Vasudev has become an astrologer, never knew about this before. But then he thought, he was in prison for a while. Maybe when you are in prison, you learn all these kind of things, isn't it? So just like, suppose you are put into prison, what will you do? You cannot do anything else. So you look for trying to learn something, if you are a little bit sensible, at least let me use the time in a better way. So some people will learn astrology. Some people will learn something else, some other subject, whatever they like, history or... Some people are there in the... You can see some... If you go to the prison, you will see some prisoners, they read a lot of history. Something happened in their life, they got into the prison. What can you do? They are in the prison now. They have to spend their time. So because you have to spend their time, they will take to books, read some interesting books. Some people who are interested in the history, they will go after history. Some people will study mathematics, who are interested in that, according to the taste. So Vasudev must have probably studied astrology in the prison or something, that he's making this kind of forecast. Like that, Nanda Maharaj thought about that. Next day, Nanda Maharaj met Kamsa, paid all the dues, everything, and Nanda Maharaj was given the whole receipt, everything for everyone paid. And Kamsa congratulated Nanda Maharaj for having a child born. And Kamsa also gave a lot of presents to Nanda Maharaj for Krishna to be given to, for Krishna's appearance. Just as an exchange of presents, Kamsa gave it to him. Nanda Maharaj took everything. And as Vasudev said, Nanda Maharaj left the place immediately. Didn't stay very long. Next day he left straight away. As soon as Kamsa released him, he left the place and went back to Gokulam. When he got to Gokulam, he could see there was a complete there was a lot of trouble that happened in Gokulam. What happened? Putanahas arrived. So with that Putana's liberation, that thing starts. There's a lot of things in the Bhagavatam, each chapter given to all of that. Which, if you read in the 10th canto, you will see these pastimes of the 10th canto. Sridhara Swami mentions there, particularly, that is for to get attracted to Krishna. All the pastimes are for getting attracted to Krishna. And so many things mentioned in the Bhagavatam about these childhood pastimes. Every great devotee, they are attracted by Krishna's, particularly the first 8, 10, 12 chapters. Right? Then after that it is a pastime in Vrindavanam. But these pastimes in Gokulam, which was the childhood pastimes, the small baby pastimes, they have its own sweetness compared to what you read in the... In Dwaraka and all that, Krishna is a very grown-up person, isn't it? Krishna is a... there is a king, his opulence and living a completely different life. But here in Gokulam, what you find, that appearance and immediate time when he spent at Gokulam with other gopis and Krishna, with the gopis as well as Yashoda Devi and Rohini, there is so many things spoken in the Bhagavatam which you have to find time to read. So it's almost 22:12. So we can have a small kirtan and then you could have the arati.
Krishna Janmashtami ki jai. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. Dinadhyana Prabhu. Jai.